Welcome back to the Below Average Joe's MMA show. On today's episode, it's simple, just like on Friday. We are talking all things UFC Vegas 87, headlined in the heavyweight division with Jairzinho Rozenstruik getting a TKO victory at the end of the fourth round over Shamil Gaziev. We'll also talk about some of the other important fights that went down on this card and what can come next for the big winners. And one small piece of news that I don't think should be passed over. We'll touch on that at the end of the episode today as well. Shamil Gaziev is undefeated. No more. Jairzinho, Biggie Boy Rozenstruik gets the TKO doctor stoppage victory at the end of round number four. Gaziev was no longer able to see out of his eye. The ref calls the fight off. Biggie Boy is back in the win column. Let's talk about what could be next for the number 12 ranked heavyweight in the world. So all in all, this fight was relatively uneventful. It was a back and forth, just striking match for 20 minutes, essentially. There was no grappling. Gaziev tried a few times to close the distance, got Rozenstruik backed up to the fence, but was never able to take him down. Shout out to Biggie Boy for using some takedown defense that we haven't seen as much in his previous fights. And he, as the fight went on, got better, was landing a lot of strikes, and beat up Shamil's face bad enough to where he could no longer see out of one of his eyes, which caused the doctor stoppage TKO. It's a good win for Biggie Boy. He had lost three of his last four fights, but now he's back in the win column with a TKO win at 35 years old. It's not necessarily do or die at this point in the heavyweight division. We've seen people like Daniel Cormier, Stipe Miocic have success later in their 30s, early 40s even. So we're going to see what Biggie Boy still has left in the tank at this point, because now it's time to give him another ranked opponent. And I think this is one of the easiest post-fight matchmaking discussions that we could have, definitely so far in 2024, because it's simple. You do him versus someone he has not fought before, who is ranked number 10, who has fought every single person in the heavyweight division, essentially, Derek the Black Beast Lewis. You absolutely do it. Rozenstruik versus Lewis, number 10 versus number 12. This fight was originally in talks, according to Jairzinho, during fight week this week. And he said that those discussions fell through after Derek Lewis took the short notice replacement to face Jailton Almeida in November, where he did lose a decision. And now it's time to rebook it, to run it back. Again, there's only so many matchups in the top 15 at heavyweight where guys haven't fought each other, and this is one of them, with implications on the line. Two guys that may not have a ton of fights left in them, but they have just enough to potentially make one final run toward the top five in a heavyweight division that you're always one punch away from entering yourself into true title discussions. So let me know in the comments below, is this the fight you want to see? Derek Lewis versus Jairzinho Rozenstruik? And much like Friday, I think we have to discuss the two top 15 flyweight matchups that we had on this card as well. And truthfully, at the end of this UFC Vegas 87 card, I feel like this is the biggest talking point in the community that I've seen, like on Twitter and whatnot, and that is who is going to face Alexandre Pantoja, assuming to happen at UFC 301 in May. We had two flyweights get victories. Let's see if any one of them threw their name in the hat. We start with the 12-0, 6-0 in the UFC undefeated Muhammad Mokaev, who beat Alex Perez to extend his perfect record over the course of a 15-minute decision victory. It was a lot closer than I think even myself. I bet him at -3.5, so this 29-28 across the board really hurt because he won by 3 points. I needed him to win by 4 points. I digress. Betting bias aside, this was a close fight. Alex Perez held up a lot better than I thought he would. I thought going in, Muhammad would run right through him en route to a very dominant decision or even a submission finish in this fight, but that was not the case. Alex Perez had incredible takedown defense. He had some decent moments on the feet. And on the flip side, it felt like Mokaev actually had decent moments in the stand-up as well, and he just kind of chose to keep diving in for the takedowns. And while, yes, he did get a few and did decent when it was on the ground, I feel like if he would have chosen to strike more he would have had more success than I think even he thought going in. But that's just a hindsight thing. He got the victory regardless. Turns out in the aftermath, he posted a very disgusting picture on Twitter. He said he was sick all day leading in. Looks like he had staph 3 or 4 weeks out from the fight. He was puking and all kinds of just nasty stuff. He said that played a factor in his performance. And I feel like if you're puking like that, you probably were hindered a little bit. So all of that said, a win is a win here. He is undefeated. He has ranked opponents on his resume. He will move from number 8 in the world to more than likely number 7. But there was another performance in the flyweight division. This one was much more impactful. And that is on the side of Astro Boy. The 28-year-old from Australia, Steve Erceg, improved to 12-1 after a one-shot knockout over Matt Schnell. He's now 3-0 in the UFC, 2 ranked victories of those 3. The guy debuted, let us not forget, on short notice against a ranked David Dvorak and pitched a shutout in that decision. He has not lost since his second professional fight of his career. He's won 11 in a row. Like I said, now 3-0 in the UFC. Quickly launch himself into the top 10. This was number 12 versus number 9. He just knocked out number 9. Matt Schnell's been in there with a lot of ranked fighters in this flyweight division. Steve Erceg, you just threw your name in the title contender discussion. Now, I still lean to the winner of last week's fight, Brandon Squared, and that was Brandon Royval. He got the decision victory over Brandon Moreno, got revenge in a loss that he had in 2020. He's fresh, and he wants to fight in May at UFC 301 and get a trilogy fight with the current champion, Alexandre Pantoja. But they did just fight in December for the flyweight championship of the world. So it'll be interesting to see what the UFC decides to do here. The other option is a currently injured Amir Albazi. He was originally slated to fight Brandon Moreno in Mexico City last week. He got hurt. Royval stepped in on short notice and got a big time victory. He called for the fight with Pantoja. He is willing to fight in May. I would imagine that if Albazi's injury is serious enough to keep him out that long, the UFC will go with the fresh guy that is in the discussion that threw his name out there to fight Pantoja, unlike these other two winners from UFC Vegas 87 did. So I still lean Royval Pantoja 3 at UFC 301. And Mokaev didn't necessarily call out anyone too directly from my initial recollection here recording today, but Steve Erceg did. He called to fight Brandon Moreno, coming off of 2 losses. Steve Erceg, 3 straight wins in the UFC, entering the top 10. Brandon Moreno currently sits at number 2 in the world. I don't know if he'll get what he called for, but I would absolutely love to see Steve Erceg versus Brandon Moreno over the course of 25 minutes. And as for the rest of the card, you know, the main card wasn't too eventful. The prelims were actually pretty darn good, though. Umar Nurmagomedov got knocked down early in his fight with the debutant Behzad Almakan, but after that initial 30 seconds, it was all Umar Nurmagomedov. 5 or 6, maybe even 7 takedowns, tons of ground and pound, ground control, submission threats. He had a dominant decision. There was even a 30-25 scorecard. He's ranked number 13 in the bantamweight division. He's 5-0 in the UFC. Please, 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 someone fight this man in the rankings. I beg anybody. You could be number 15 for all I care, but someone in the rankings needs to fight Umar Nurmagomedov. He's a legitimate threat to anyone, but I want to see him get battle-tested against some of the best fighters in the world at 135 pounds. We did have 2 retirements as well on this card, so my hat is off to Tyson Pedro, who had a losing effort to Vitor Petrino in the co-main event, and Jamie Pickett decided to call it a career as well after his loss to Eric Anders. Ayman Zahabi is going to have one of the biggest upsets of the year, potentially. I believe he was around a plus 600 underdog coming in against the undefeated Javid Basharat, and he got the unanimous decision, 29-28 victory over the now one-loss Basharat brother. All the pressure now lays on Fareed, who is also undefeated at 12-0. Vinicius Oliveira and Bernardo Sopai had an incredible fight for nearly 15 full minutes until one of the most devastating flying knees I've ever seen was landed on the side of the Contender Series alum from last year. He knocked Sopai out cold with a flying knee, launched himself from across the cage. It was brutal. And then there were three knockouts to start the card off. At the bottom, Loic Radzabov, after being down and looking like he was going to gas out in that fight with Abdul Karim Al-Sawadi, he got a one-punch knockout in the third round. Ludovic Klein got a very brutal body shot TKO over AJ Cunningham. And Christian Leroy Duncan put together his best performance in the UFC thus far and proved to 3-1 in the promotion he got a TKO over Claudio Ribeiro. So let me know in the comments below your biggest takeaways from UFC Vegas 87. Biggie Boy's back in the win column. Do you want to see him fight Derek Lewis? Who should fight for the flyweight championship of the world? We had two big winners on this card, Muhammad Mokaev and Steve Ersig. We've got Brandon Royval from last week and an injured but maybe able to return Amir Albazi on the outside looking into that situation as well. Give me your thoughts on who you would like to see Umar Nurmagomedov take on next in the 135-pound division, and anything else that you think stood out to you from UFC Vegas 87. And now that we are done talking about UFC Vegas 87, there is one piece of news to touch on, and that is Taylor Santos, former title challenger, and arguably someone that dethroned Valentina Shevchenko, or should have dethroned her, I should say, has signed with the Professional Fighters League. This will be the first time the PFL has a women's flyweight tournament and season for the $1 million come the end of the year. One of the other fighters headlining this division is the undefeated Dakota Dicheva out of the UK. She is an unreal talent. Now they have Taylor Santos, looking to see who else they add to fill out the other five or six spots available. They will debut this season for this division April 4th in San Antonio. April is when all of the seasons get rolling for the PFL for the 2024 year, so I'm excited for that. Taylor Santos is a great addition to their team. She was a free agent after her loss to Aaron Blanchfield last year. Now she will look to capture the gold in the PFL. I'm very excited for a potential matchup with her and Dakota sometime in 2024. So that's it for today's show. Relatively short, but not a lot of news. And the card wasn't full of that many takeaways, but that's okay because UFC 299 is coming, and it is coming in hot. This Saturday, March 2nd, we've got Marlon Chito Vera rematching Sean O'Malley. We've got a five-round co-main between Dustin Poirier and Benoit St. Denis and 27,000 other ranked fighters and storylines that we get to talk about throughout the week. So get ready on Friday for a very, very big preview episode. Hope you had a great weekend. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I'll catch you on Friday for that show. Again, if you don't already, follow along on social media at TheBAJMMA, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and give a follow and rating on your favorite audio podcasting platforms such as Spotify and Apple. And I will see you on Friday, UFC 299. Get ready.